The UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for HIV/AIDS in Africa has said that the continent has made strides in keeping the rate of HIV infections low. Spisiotsa Wandira Kadzibwe says mother-to-child transmission of HIV has dropped and more than 7 million people are now eligible for antiretroviral treatment.
We are seeing results in Africa. The number of new cases has gone down overall in the whole of Africa. And a specific area that we have recorded tremendous success is in the elimination of maternal-to-child transmission. This has really shown us the way on how to actually handle issues of health, but specifically HIV/AIDS. We also have the challenge of gender violence and ineffective engagement of men. When you ask young parents or any parent of whatever age to come to the antenatal clinics with their spouses, then it's easy to have both of them tested. It's easy to know if they are both positive, to agree to adhere to the regime. It will be easy for them, in case their child is positive, for them to adhere to the treatment. Because one of the issues we have is when you test women on their own and they are coming to the antenatal clinics on their own, they will fear to actually inform their husbands or their spouses that they are HIV positive. The strategies are now to look at the countries where we have the highest viral load, Nigeria and DRC Congo, and then to also look at those countries which are likely to have the epidemic escalate. And I believe that there are countries like Uganda, which had a good track record of fighting HIV. Those ones we also want to examine and say, what is it that a country does to regress